rewrite. So what does that mean to you and me? Could be snowing while you're listening to me right now. Batten the hatches or get out a shovel. Go outside, put on your headset. In the meantime, all eyes on Copenhagen. We'll talk about what's happening there and the latest from the EPA. Boy, you may get fired up about this. Greenhouse gas is harmful to humans, but there's much more than that statement to come. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you, of course, on these airwaves each and every weeknight. And as we dive thick into it, and we're going to talk about the Senate actually confronting abortion in the health debate because they were forced to because of what happened in the House. But first, let's jump into what I just talked about, the EPA and what they came out with. And we're going to let you hear what the White House flack or, I'm sorry, spokesperson had to say as a result of the EPA announcement because the timing is very curious. So here's the deal in a nutshell. The Environmental Protection Agency made a huge leap when it comes to stepping forward and concluding that climate change pollution threatens my health, your health, and, of course, the environment. And this announcement, curiously, right as Obama is looking to help the arguments at the conference in Copenhagen to back up that the U.S. is taking actions to combat global warming because we don't have anything on paper. We don't have climate legislation. Yes, if you look at what happened with the House with cap and trade, sure, that's something you could point to, but nothing from the Senate and nothing on the books. So the idea, I think, was to make this politics, more politics, and take this message to Copenhagen that Obama is committed to global climate change so that there wouldn't be any confusion on that. So there could be questions as to, well, why isn't the United States doing this or that or whatever? So here's the scoop. The EPA said last April that they were viewing or they were leaning toward viewing heat-trapping pollution as a threat to public health and welfare overall. And they started to take comments from the public under what they would call formal rulemaking. That is a complete reversal from what we've seen before, certainly in the previous administration. So now, here's what you have. The EPA is saying flat out that there's got to be some regulations, that we have to have regulations on greenhouse gases, right? And what this really signifies is that business is going to get slammed. You thought it was bad with cap and trade. It'll be worse because this global warming, this is going to be tacked onto the whole issue of global warming through the Clean Air Act, and it is far less flexible and much more costly than even the cap and trade bill that's being considered before Congress. So the timing of the EPA's announcement is very curious, like I said, very political and very far-reaching. Me, you, anyone listening to me, consumers, businesses, all will be dramatically affected by whatever happens here, and especially the U.S. industrial sector. They're trying to get, you know, they're trying to stay on an even keel. A lot of people have lost jobs, and this is basically a massive public relations move. Probably you'll see lawsuits. It's going to be long and drawn out fights on this because the EPA has already begun the early stages of developing permit requirements on carbon dioxide pollution from places like power plants, any of the large emitters. They're also going to require, we know this already, cars to increase to an average of 35 miles an hour each gallon by, 2016, basically, per gallon. And another way to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. But this whole idea of climate change, it's supposed to, I think, the EPA's idea of tackling climate change is to push the U.S. arguments at the conference in Copenhagen that the United States is very, very committed to reducing greenhouse gases. Yeah, and this, like I said, will definitely affect probably all of us in some way. So your thoughts on that? Politics, hey, you think it's happening and you're totally on board. Remember, all opinions welcome on the show. Or just a bunch of hooey based on some scientists that were are manipulating the facts in a different direction. 800-259-5791. Here's what Robert Gibbs from the White House had to say on the whole idea, the timing, et cetera, of the EPA announcement.
Can you tell us about the decision to split up the president's trip to Copenhagen and Oslo? And we've known there's dates on both of these for a while, so why the need to reschedule?
Well, the president believed we announced the trip prior to Oslo, believing that talks in Copenhagen would be good for the president to go and give some momentum to those talks at the beginning of the period. I think that's going to last upwards of 11 or 12 days in Copenhagen. Based on developments primarily with the Chinese and the Indians, I think everybody agrees that we are in a better position, globally, to get some sort of agreement out of Copenhagen. And the president believed, having helped to work both in enunciating our commitments as well as ensuring that the Indians and the Chinese talked about their commitments, that we could move that to the end of the conference when some agreement is likely to need some help from world leaders.
How much help is the U.S. position going to get from the EPA decision today to classify greenhouse gases as pollutant?
Well, as you know, Phil, this was set into motion by a 2007 Supreme Court decision, Massachusetts versus the EPA, which ruled, which ruling set in motion the scientific process to determine whether public health was threatened by carbon dioxide as a pollutant. The president continues to strongly believe that the best way forward is through the passage of comprehensive energy legislation, the type of which previously passed the House and is being considered now on the Senate side. That the best way to move forward is through the legislative process, understanding that the court ruled that some action had to be taken based on the lawsuit.
But the timing looks politically convenient.
The timing is based on the fact that the first step of this process is being completed.
Then on the EPA issue, will the negotiators who are there now and President Obama when he arrives next week not mention the fact that if legislation to cut greenhouse gases does not come through the Senate next year, that they have this in their hand as a backup?
All right, so you get the gist of it here. Political, pretty costly, and it'll probably strangle growth. What are the National Mining Association, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and others saying about this? Expect to pay more for energy. Jobs are going to be lost, and in an economic recovery, it'll be disastrous. More of my thoughts coming up on the flip side on ATN.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh, my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you. You guys, yeah, we know you love us too.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
If you landed on this spot on the dial and you've never heard the show before, let's just say it's water cooler buzz times 10. We zig and zag in a lot of different places. EPA, the climate change, the climate ruling, rather, is going to be mega bucks. It's going to be costly. There's no question about it. What does the U.S. Chamber of Commerce say? Well, of course, you're talking about businesses, and the exact quote from the chamber president is that it'll lead to a top-down command and control regime that will choke off growth by adding new mandates to almost all major construction and renovation projects, and the devil will be in the details. I agree with what Thomas Donahue said. It will be in the details, and, you know, we know how that works out. There are others, of course, who have reacted, and energy is the key thing. You're going to be paying mucho bucks for it. I don't know. Maybe we can all close off our houses and live in a tent in the backyard. You know, seriously, they're getting us coming and going. The National Association of Manufacturers, they say that it would make energy more expensive and force manufacturers to cut jobs, and that's exactly what's probably going to happen. You look at unemployment, it's well over 10% in some areas. A lot of people are struggling to stay in business, and it'll be devastating to so many of the companies out there that are just trying to stay afloat. And many of you are in those kind of jobs where you're getting paid, and you feel almost grateful because you know the people are all trying to hang on. I know a couple of people in those situations, and this could push them right over the edge. Mark in New York. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, I so many things I want to talk about, but you know what? I'm just so freaking pissed off when I listen to the comments you made. Well, not you made, but about Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Gibbs talked about the legislative process. That means you and me getting in touch with our so-called elected representatives and senators to shoot down this garbage with the EPA. Folks, carbon, you exhale carbon monoxide, mm-hmm. Carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
A pollutant is carbon monoxide, oxides of nitrogen, which comes out of a tailpipe. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. To let the EPA get away with this, and by the way, Richard Nixon is the one who created the EPA, it's just absolutely insane. this case, Massachusetts versus whatever it was, this was decided, and I guess it could be re-examined or reversed before the ClimateGate emails came out, this farce that's going on with the global warming. Yeah. But they're pushing forward. The reason I'm so upset, I'm so mad, is because, you see, they're doing this. They don't care about the people of this country. America, so just listen up. We got a snowstorm coming. This is like I can go from hard facts to just daily things that you people use. Do you have a snowblower? Well, get rid of it, because they want you to use a shovel and have a heart attack and drop dead. You got a big lawn, a big driveway to do. Do you in the summertime? Do you have a lawnmower? Well, get rid of it, a gas powered lawnmower, because they want you to have a push mower. You know, ask the American Trucking Association what this is going to cost for diesel fuel and restrictions on transportation costs. It's going to cost you more for everything that you use, from your toilet paper to your food. All right? Ask the Association of American Railroads what this is going to cost. I mean, this is reparations to the developing world. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. The only way that we're ever going to get our emissions down that this guy wants to do by 2050 is if we emit the same amount of carbon dioxide that as Americans we emitted in the year 1870. I've been doing a lot of reading on this, but there hardly was 300 million people in this country back in 1870. There was about 90 million, if that. So it can't be done unless they tell you when and how to run your life, your electricity in your house. Are you sitting in a warm home right now, America? Are you sitting in the truck or a car? Are you driving while you listen to my big mouth? Well, get ready to be colder in the wintertime. Get ready to sweat like you never sweat in the summertime. This is the real – but the people that are putting this in place, they're not going to sweat. Everything from farm equipment. I mean, you name it. They're going to try to regulate your freaking life. And I get excited. I get mad. But you need to understand, they don't care about the science. They could tell you tomorrow it's all garbage. It's a transfer of wealth, and you better get used to it. You're comfortable in your home, you're not going to be comfortable. It just makes me sick, totally sick. And I would cut it off right there. Could I just say something about the health care bill?
Yeah, do it.
If this president or this Congress, say whatever you want to say about abortion, late term, whether you believe in abortion late term or not, all right? If there is federal funding in this health bill for abortion, gun owners, you should rejoice. Because if Roe versus Wade tells you that because of an eminence from a penumbra that bestows the right of abortion as sacrosanct, and you must be forced to pay for it with your tax dollars with no questions asked, then if the Second Amendment confers the individual right to own a gun, then you're going to get a stipend for your ammunition needs every month. Because this is garbage, Kate. You see where I'm going with this? Abortion is a right enshrined in the Constitution, and you got to pay for it whether you like it or not. Well, guess what? I want my ammo and my guns paid for. Mm-hmm. This sucks. I'm just so mad. I'll call you tomorrow.
I understand. And you can see that, especially when it came to the environmental thing with, like I said, the EPA shoving that down everybody's throat, just ultimately what that will mean for all of us. And you're not thinking about that now. Mark makes the great point, which I always try to make and stress on America Tonight. Many of you are being lulled into the sleep because, you know, Americans are, you're faced with what's in front of you. Things are coming at you so fast, you only have so much time to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with. But there really is power in numbers. There really is power in reacting to whoever your elected officials are. And if you don't like them, boot them. Go out and vote, even if it's inconvenient. Make sure you're registered. It's not a big deal. Go vote, vote, vote. The more people that vote, better people maybe get voted in. All the House seats are up next year, so that means there could be a big change there. And here's the thing. If they have these hard, incredible numbers, or if the story was really different, hey, then that's a fair thing. But the problem is it's not. It's manipulation at its best with this EPA announcement. And that's why you sort of heard Gibbs kind of a little bit all over the map in what he was talking about. You know, that's the biggest, biggest problem that I have. And then Mark makes the point about health care as well. And we're going to talk about that because the Senate is confronting abortion in the health debate. And it's like he says, I'm a Second Amendment person as well. Whether I want to carry arms, carry a gun or not. I think that everybody should have the right to do that. You should have the inherent right to do it. Now, I'm for responsible gun ownership, and I know it's a lark to say that, oh, responsible gun ownership. But, you know, better checks, the concealed and carry, the permit is, I think, the way to go. We know we've had other people call and talk about what they have to do to get it and practicing and all that sort of stuff. So there's definite ways around that. There's definite ways, again, about better checks with people. And I agree with Mark. If you're going to say, okay, we're going to fund abortions, then forget the whole gun thing. Why go after the guns? Because that's what seems to be bubbling up, and that's the fight the NRA is getting ready for. Then that's ridiculous, because it doesn't wash if they're going to go the way they're going with the possibility of funding these abortions. That's just not right. All right, speaking of not right, there's always a lot of conversation about Miranda rights. You know, we've talked about it certainly on this show. The Supreme Court is deciding whether to make some parts more explicit in the Miranda rights. So that's what they're arguing. Well, that's the arguments in front of them right now, over how explicit the warnings have to be. They're debating whether the warnings police gave Kevin Powell made it clear to him that he could have a lawyer present while being interrogated by the police. He was convicted of illegally possessing a gun after telling police he bought the weapon off the street for $150 for protection. But before his confession, he signed a Miranda statement that included the statements, "You have the right to talk to a lawyer before answering any of our questions." You know, that whole rigmarole. If not, one will be appointed to you, blah, 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 right? So the Florida Supreme Court overturned the conviction on grounds that the Tampa police, hey, didn't convey to Powell that he was allowed to have a lawyer with him when he was questioned. They argued that the warning that he was given expressed all the rights required under the Florida Deputy Attorney General argued that the warning given to him expressed all the rights under the Miranda and so should have been fine. But clearly some of the justices disagree, saying things like, aren't you supposed to tell the person that, unlike a grand jury, you have a right to have a lawyer with you during interrogation? So I don't know. There's a chance that some of this language could change. I'll tell you why it's interesting on the flip side.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Crazy. Got a brand new bag.
All right, here's some fast facts on Miranda rights. You know that they've been litigated since they first started. When did they first start? 1966. So, of course, the courts require the cops to tell the suspects they have the right to remain silent and the rights to have that lawyer represent them, even if they can afford one. But what Justice Sam Alito is saying is that most police start off Miranda rights by saying you have the right to remain silent. But I like kind of what he said. What happens if someone begins talking to the police and then decides they want to be silent? Once you break your silence, there's nothing that says you have the right to resume your silence. Oh, man. How is this going to look like? What is this going to look like in the end? I mean, actually, there was some levity there because some laughter could be heard after that comment. But this is actually the second Miranda case that the Supremes have heard this year. The justice heard arguments, you remember, over whether officers can interrogate a suspect who said he understood his rights but didn't invoke them. Decisions in both cases, of course, are expected next year, and that could make a difference in for certainly in law enforcement and what they have to say and what's going on in the interrogation room and all that sort of stuff. And you know, this is you're kind of balancing a gray area, because what happens is you often get, oh, if I had known, if I could have had an attorney, blah 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 blah, I would have never confessed. And, you know, I think it's making it clear is probably a good thing. So they're basically telling police that they have to explicitly advise suspects that their lawyer can be present during an interrogation. The only thing it's good for is if there's, like I said, if there's clarification and that's just the way it is. Boom, here it is, black and white, and the wiggle room isn't there. Because too often we're seeing this crash in the courts and people getting off. And I can't imagine when somebody, when something's happened, when somebody's murdered or something and the rights aren't executed correctly and it messes up a case, and we've seen that, that's no good. As clear as they can make it, and it's really right now clear as mud in some cases. So we'll see what they rule ultimately. I mentioned this, that the Senate is going to confront the abortion issue in the health debate. They're doing that. And much different than what we saw happen in the House, I think, this, there's an amendment that would restrict use of the federal monies for abortion services. Prominent anti-abortion lawmaker, if you will, the Democrat from Nebraska, who we've talked to, it's been a long time, but we've talked to before in the show, Senator Ben Nelson, filed an amendment to health care legislation that would place the restrictions on the monies going toward the services. That's what I was mentioning. And it's also sponsored by 8 Republicans and some other Democrats as well. The way it's written, the Senate health care bill actually allows for taxpayer money directly and indirectly to pay for insurance plans that cover abortion. Most Americans, according to the polls, not all, but most Americans don't favor using public money to cover abortion. So Nelson says the bill shouldn't open the door to do that. Now, Orrin Hatch talked about it as well, the Republican, longtime Republican senator from Utah. And at one point, too, in his conversation with one of the cable stations, offered up that, hey, if you think in Olympia Snow is jumping on this, forget about that as well. Here's what he said.
Amendment, there were 300,000 federally paid for abortions. That's why the Hyde Amendment came about. We're trying to just put the Hyde Amendment into this bill. Why? Because this is not part of the appropriations process. Hyde has to be reauthorized every year. This bill will operate on its own. And if we don't have language in there prohibiting abortion, except to save the life of the mother and or rape or incest, which is what Hyde allows, then this is a wide open thing. And the language in the bill is very inadequate. So almost everybody in the right to life community is up in arms about it. And I'm glad that Senator Nelson is willing to co-sponsor this with me. He's the lead sponsor, and he's indicated that he'll vote against cloture and vote against the bill if our amendment doesn't pass. And I hope he'll live up to that. I just don't think Olympia's going to go for this because they have not negotiated in good faith. Think about it. The health committee bill in the Senate was a total Democrat bill, not one ounce of Republican input. The House bill was a total Democrat bill between the House and the White House, not one Republican input. The Senate bill now is the Reid bill, which without one Republican being asked to have input, I would think that any Republican that is asked to co-sponsor this bill would have to say, no way, you haven't been fair, you haven't been open, you haven't been transparent, you haven't tried to work with us, and if you can't get 75 to 80 votes on a bill like this, you know it's a lousy bill, and this is really one whopping lousy bill.
All right. One whopping lousy bill. I like the way he said that at the end. So he mentioned Olympia Snow, and Snow's support for the bill is crucial because they need 60 votes to overcome the filibusters, and the chamber's 40 Republicans are hoping at least one Democrat will jump on their side. It could be Nelson in the end, the way he's sounding. So it's the Democrats would have to really win over moderate Republicans like Snow, and I don't think she would go for that. I agree with Hatch as well. So sticky with this potential here, and it's not a surprise. They're talking about a vote on the amendment on Tuesday. So if you go back in history, the abortion issue obviously way back to Roe versus Wade has been a thorny one and a very divisive one in the country. And the Senate, for the votes that they need, I don't think they'll get them in the way that this language is reading right now anyway. So look for a massive confrontation on C-SPAN coming your way tomorrow. Hey, I happened to see this headline, and the headline was, decking the halls can be hazardous to your health. You know, there was a song, and I can't think of who it was. It was either Elvis Costello or Adrian Belew, but it was called Everything Gives You Cancer. And they're saying that one of the newest things to worry about is heavy stocking holders that fall on your head. You know, that whole holiday trimming decoration thing. And the story was there was a woman out of Houston, Texas, who was out of the room when her three-year-old decided to look at these rows of stockings that were hung from the mantle. But she heard the breaking sound of ceramic and her son crying. He was hit on the head with the heavy stocking holder his brother had pulled down. And she said it was pretty scary because he started throwing up. And she was worried about a concussion. They ran to the emergency room. It turned out that he was okay, but she threw out the stocking hangers. And it's funny, they are heavy, you know, the kind that go over the side, not when you just put it on the hook. I know what they're talking about, whether it's a Christmas tree, a Santa, whatever it is. But who would think of that? I think you think of tree safety. You know, the whole idea that, oh, my gosh, the tree could burn down. Don't leave on the lights. And what are the lights touching? And is the tree too dry and all that sort of stuff? But, you know, these, like, hazards exist that you don't normally think of because you're stepping around decorations that aren't there all the time. And obviously you don't know to look for them. And who would have thought of the thing with the stocking that the kid would pull it down? What really seems to be big is plastic trees, and they can be dangerous. Or the Hanukkah menorah. It's plastic. And there was a story about an oil-filled menorah that caught a couch on fire and sent a man to the hospital with smoke inhalation. And they say that nearly 13,000 people were treated in the ERs last year between Halloween, the end of October 31st, and January 31st, and that almost 500 of them, no kidding, were holiday decorating-related injuries. Who knew celebrations could be that tricky? Donovan, have you, you've never had any mishaps with holiday decorations, have you?
Not that I can remember.
But did you hear about the whole tree thing and be careful when you were growing up, when you were a kid? Did you hear that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes, very definitely. We also, when I was growing up, had to be extra careful, apparently, because we had cats who liked to bat at low-hanging ornaments or sometimes climb up the trees.
Oh, and the climbing up the tree thing is big. Like, it's like dogs with trees. They have those electric fences, so the dogs don't pull the tree over, do something. And I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is, and I know we're veering off here, as we tend to do, but the biggest mistake is the leaving the tree plugged in and then the tree not getting enough water. You know, you got to keep in that tree holder, you got to keep putting that water in, keep it moist. And a lot of people don't do that. And that makes it just ripe to go up. So some helpful hints we thought we'd zing in since I happened to see that headline. Stay with us. More to come.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Geez, if more people had Tiger Woods' cell number, that's probably what it would sound like with all those beeps. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Mitt Romney, who could be a presidential contender for the GOP in 2012, had to say about the Afghanistan surge. The defense secretary was on the offense, Robert Gates. He visited Afghanistan to sort of rally the morale of the troops. And meanwhile, Admiral Mullen was at Camp Lejeune telling those who could be deployed that there will be more casualties as a result of the Afghan surge and the insurgents gaining some ground and now are pushed back to that. And here's an interesting side note. I guess it's not even really a side note, but something interesting in light of the Afghanistan fight and then what has just happened on the heels of Iraq. The guys in Afghanistan, of course, need some valuable pieces of equipment that they just don't have. So with the U.S. military scrambling to support more boots on the ground in Afghanistan, they're donating passenger cars, generators, and other equipment worth tens of millions of dollars to the Iraqi government. So under new authority, if you will, granted by the Pentagon, U.S. commanders in Iraq can now donate to the Iraqis up to $30 million worth of equipment from each facility they leave. Up to $2 million is the cap, and that was established when the guidelines were first set up in 2005. So what about this surge in Afghanistan on a slightly different note. Here's Mitt Romney's take on that.
Yeah, I think he's made the right decision with regards to Afghanistan in general direction. His decision to support the surge, which, by the way, he did not support when it was an Iraq issue, his decision is the right decision. And by the way, you're noting that Republicans are not making this a political football. Republicans are saying, yeah, we're behind the president. He's done the right thing here. Took him a long time. That was a mistake, of course. I think he is mistaken also in sending these conflicting and confusing signals about the timeline, because you don't want in any way to have the people in Pakistan, the leadership in Pakistan, or the people in leadership in Afghanistan, thinking that somehow we're only in there for 18 months and then we're getting out no matter what. That's not the message you want to have heard. And I also must admit that when the generals come to the president and say, look, we need a minimum of 40,000 U.S. troops, my first question is not, okay, how can I get it down to 30,000? My question is, what's the right number? If 40 is the minimum, is it 45 you need or 50? I think we may have been a little unwise to cut back on that number. But overall, is it the right direction? Yes. Has he made some mistakes in implementing it? Yeah, but we sure hope it works.
All right, I like what he said there at the end. We sure hope it works. Has there been some mistakes? Yes. But in the end, was it the right thing to do? Yes. I thought that was big on Romney's part. I think he nailed it. The last thing that he said. And there was some scuttlebutt, you know, talking about the guys going to Afghanistan and more from Lejeune and some of the other areas. The Air Force has now rescinded the saluting arm tattoo ban. Check it out. They did this. The saluting arm, they turned away 26 recruits from basic training. So now an Air Force recruiting service is telling the Air Force that the tougher tattoo policy for recruits followed an investigation of trainees that it found more than 80 who didn't comply with the policy that bans only tattoos that are obscene or do not fit military image, that they cover more than one-fourth of a body part or above the collarbone. So the issue was of not having tattoos on the right arm is one of military kind of change. So a message was sent to the Air Force recruiting folks that they had to make those changes, the alterations, if you will, in the tattoo policy. I don't know. The tattoo thing, I get it. And the tattoo thing, who cares? At this point, you need bodies, right? You need warm bodies. So tattoos, I get it if it's super, super obscene. And if there's thousands of tattoos, I get that too. But somebody with a simple tattoo, I say you gotta let them ride with that and not make such a big deal over it in the first place. And then you'd get, a lot of it would die down instead of pushing it all the way through and making it kind of a do or die. Either you do this or you're not off, and you're not off and running. You're not with the rest of the guys. You're not gonna be deployed is ridiculous. So in that case, they lost, 26 recruits, and I don't think they can really spare anyone at this point. You might have a different take on it, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net, americatonight.net. That's how you can get in touch with us, either jingling the show or sending us an email. A lot of people have gone the email route lately, and I think that's a testament to how much time, number one, people have, and also shift changes for a lot of people. So as I mentioned, Admiral Mullen basically looking into the crystal ball and saying, hey, by the way, 2010 is going to be a pretty violent year. Pretty violent. So he was giving a pep talk, but he was warning the outgoing guys that it's not going to be a cakewalk either. And on top of that, the U.S. was forced to issue a warning to Pakistan, if you will. Pakistan, boy, that is we say it over and over again, but it is absolutely the hornet's nest. So Pakistan is told to ratchet up their fight against the Taliban inside its borders, warning if it doesn't act more aggressively, the U.S. will used considerably more force on the Pakistani side of the border to shut down Taliban attacks on the Americans that are still there in Afghanistan. And it was pretty blunt. It was delivered in an intense encounter in Pakistan last month before Obama announced his new war strategy, when General Jones, Obama's national security advisor, and Brennan, I think, the White House counterism chief, there's so many titles, met with the heads of Pakistan's military and its intelligence services, you know, trying to get them to stand on their own 2 feet. But I say whatever keeps our soldiers on their 2 feet, the most important thing about this surge, anybody who serves, giving them a fighting chance of getting through it and coming back home for their little kid's birthday or for whatever other reasons they would, they're just coming back and there's a big party, etc. It doesn't even have to be a party, just the fact that they want to come back standing, like I said. All right, we did get a bunch of emails, as we do every single day, about Afghanistan. And somebody did write to me and they said they wondered what the tally was overall. Were more people for the surge and continuing Afghanistan, or were they against it? And I have to say, in emails that I looked at the other day and in emails that I have been looking at late this afternoon into this evening before my netbook crashed on me. It's one thing about netbooks. They're great. They're great to use. They're small, but you have to remember the battery power and you have to remember a plug-in situation so you can keep on ticking. But anyway, that catastrophe aside, in reading a lot of the emails, it is mostly positive about the troops, very, very positive about the troops. But there are a few who say, get the troops out now, forget about this, take off the gloves and say it's we're beyond do or die, and it's time to bring the soldiers who are there back and to not deploy other soldiers. 1, because we would save money. 2, we don't really have a dog in this hunt. What are we doing? But that's not what we originally thought. We thought we were getting some terrorists, and the whole thing to do was to get to Afghanistan, plus the way to snuff out Osama bin Laden. All right, remember, as I am sitting here talking about Afghanistan, one of the most illiterate places in the world, you, my friends, live in America. That means you get to jump on the carousel, lean over, and grab that brass ring.
Created music, and the machine saw everything it had made and said, "Behold."